on her teeth and an ache in her spine, fear in her eyes. And I can tell that she's been killing again. Yes, I can tell she's been killing again. And she just might burn this place down. They never know, she's too sweet. She's got little hands and little feet. They don't know she can kill, that she kills every night. She puts up a good fight, and by morning light her knife disappears. Day's dying, the tiles are cold, glass shattered recklessly all over the floor. And I wake to a sound I no longer hear. Feels like I've been gone for carnival years. And something's gone wrong around here. And she just might burn this place down. They'd never know she's too sweet. She's got little hands and little feet. They don't know she can kill, that she kills every night. She puts up a good fight, and by morning light her knife disappears. No, they never would know. No, they never could guess. She's so well evolved, she can handle the stress. But she's got matches and kerosene under her dress. And she just might burn this place down. And they'd never know she's too sweet. She's got little hands and little feet. They don't know she can kill, that she kills every night. She puts up a good fight, and by morning light a knife disappears. She's got sabers and stars and feathers and tar and men stretched on wheels. She's black and blue and bleeding too. No, they never knew. Reservations, my dear, and your fears, but we have our pride. So find the steel in your spine. Get on that boat like I told ya. Get on that boat, it'll float ya home. I know that you are young, but you have your duty to the family. With a veil, a perfect disguise, try it on for size before you say goodbye. Everyone's watching you, everyone's watching you. You'll be successful, oh, you. We will all ever die by your maneuvering. Gosh, I hope you have a good strategy. When they say that you are small and homely, and you feel lonely, stay composed, don't write home. When they say you're such a disgrace, and they say it's such a crying shame, the way you dress and talk and pray, don't cave. Use your head like I showed you. strategy. My Linda, my loaded gun, ribbons and ladies and grenade, child bride, cyanide, innocent face, double blade.
Right, we've been Hemway. We have two more for you. You can find us at hemwayband.com and also on Facebook and Instagram at Hemway Band. We'd love to be in touch with you. Thanks again so much to Joel and Jason and WMFO for having us and for being on the air with this local music for decades. Love you guys. All right, two more. Heart to your heart.
view. Here's something to do.
I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
WMFO Medford.
The light. Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and the dollar bill stems and crack capsules. Take a blast. It's that voice in your ear. You wonder why you're here. And wake up in your helmet. You cannot live without it. Everyone thinks she's a monster. Cause everybody wants her. There's something that she isn't. A villain and a vixen. She's not handing out the tissues to address your daddy issues. So kneel before your master.
It's Parlor Bells on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Jason Lane with you on the Town with Mikey D. Before that, Soft Pyramid's Goddamn Grief and Night Kisses featuring Sophia Casciola, Catherine Capozzi, Michael J. Epstein, Launch Over Production, A Broken Heart from the Clickbait original motion picture soundtrack. And before that, you heard 45 minutes of the great Hemway. One of my favorite bands to grace the studio.
Thank you. Yeah. That's so kind. Thanks for having us.
I mean, you guys are the real deal.
Oh, really? How do you know? How do you know?
Because
real deal?
I've listened to probably 275,000 bands in my college music director tenure and my 10 years at WFNX and all that fun stuff. So you guys are the real deal.
Wow. Mm. That's a really
I own 4,000 records and probably about 12,000 CDs, so.
Oh, no way.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of weight, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a pro opinion here.
I have about as many baseball cards as well, but whatever, that's another conversation. So, Hemway, let's introduce ourselves and or yourselves. So.
Yeah, we're a four-piece. This is Anna Ray speaking. I'm the bassist mostly, sing a little backup.
I'm Chloe, sing a lot of lead vocals, also play bass a little bit.
I'm Sean, I play drums.
I'm John, and I play guitar.
Well, welcome. You know, I was backstage, if you will, in the green room. No, we don't really have a green room. It's just pretty much like an old table in a record room. But you guys are the most democratic band that I've ever seen
in my life. Thank you for saying that.
So I'm just going to, you know, put it in perspective for our listeners. A lot of musicians out there who could learn from you guys. But, you know, they were going over their bio and they were like, you know, I really don't like this particular phrasing in the bio. And I was like, wow, this conversation's happening. Number one, it's not some egotistical lead singer writing it all and saying, deal with it. So that was very, very touching, if you will. It's like how everybody who's, you know, a sensitive introvert in a band would love to have everybody, you know, be in a project. So it was like, it was really weird in the best kind of way.
Anna always asks for people's consent when she takes pictures, and she's going to post them online too.
I know.
A lot of consent getting in this band. Well, I mean,
people establish their space, and people have their limitations to how you can encroach that space, and I'm sensitive to that, and I appreciated that. That was very kind.
Thank you. Well, we did talk about you when you left the room. I'm
did
gonna
you?
Be honest.
Yeah, because you're the real deal too.
Well, because this is how deep it goes with these layers. No, we just had a whole conversation about how you were observing the process.
Yeah.
And you, I felt, you can tell me if this is true,
okay,
made a conscientious decision to help direct us in a positive way.
Absolutely.
Like, lean into the positivity you have here.
Right.
Also, I feel blood pressure rising. So.
Right? That's because
that
of the
accurate?
That's because of the microphone.
No, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit, that was recorded.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry about it. It's after 10:30, but Joel has his rules.
No, Jason, this just lovingly was like, I really want to appreciate y'all's process, and then just quietly got up and walked away and just left us with this like glowing feeling like, we're doing a good job.
Yeah, you are.
It helped us.
Yeah, you guys, like I said, on my way out, I believe I said you guys should make a how-to video, how to respect each other in a band process.
It's just like so much talking.
Yeah.
I feel like it's similar. I'll just speaking only for myself and not the band.
Okay.
I feel like slightly similar to polyculture. It's just like you want to get into that, you better be ready to talk a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, you want to be in a democratic band, you better be ready to talk a lot.
Absolutely. You know, there's education of feelings and perspective and who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in. I don't know. Did you guys know each other pretty well when you guys started, or were you guys like putting ads up saying we need?
Yeah, Craigslist. Well, Sean and I met through Craigslist.
Uh-huh.
That was like, 6 years ago? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. So I've been playing for like 10 years, and I tried to do the Craigslist thing a million times. And it's all, have you done it?
Yeah. The Craigslist thing, no. You know, because I'm blessed to have a lot of really close friends that are musicians.
It's that positive, loving energy you bring.
I guess. I don't know.
It's every interaction. Yeah,
I try.
I know. I was like, oh, this Craigslist thing, it's the pits. It's just like,
it is
you
the
hear
pits.
From a million people, most of them don't fit, you know. But I thought, I'm going to take one more shot at it. So that's how Sean and I met, and we, after the first jam, we're like, yep, this is it.
Yeah, you can kind of get that sense.
Yeah, this is the jam.
It just locks in. It's like magnets. Mm. It is like magnets. Like, whoop.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
And I lied. I did have one Craigslist experience.
Oh,
and it involved a jam spot.
Oh, yeah.
Hourly thing, and it involved us like at 15 minutes saying goodbye to the person and then just playing our own stuff for 45 minutes.
Why did it take 15 minutes to say goodbye?
Well, because we wanted to at least let this person know that, you know, we wanted a fair shot. You know, I didn't want to be like two steps into the terrible drum beat that he was, you know, he was like the Pete Best to the Ringo Starr. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, George Martin, we got to get rid of Pete Best. He's out. So we got to get that Ringo character back in here.
But you want to like give him a chance.
Yeah, I didn't want
to
make him. I didn't want to make him feel like he was worthless, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the hardest thing I think about auditioning people is that there's so many things that have to line up, but of course you're gonna, if you don't get chosen, you're gonna feel horrible.
Right.
And there's no, so we recently went through an audition process. So Chloe joined the band a few years ago. She and I have been friends for a super long time.
Yeah.
And then we auditioned for a guitarist, which is how John joined the band. We met you know, quite a few people before John.
Yeah.
And it was always like we wanted to encourage people in the direction they were going, mm-hmm. even if it wasn't our direction. But
right.
that's really hard to do because, you know, people feel nervous and like they want, you know, it's hard. I think it's hard for people to receive that message. Like,
right.
you're going in a direction and it's beautiful and it's not our direction.
Right.
You know, but then John came and it was again like, as soon as he left the room, we were like, so yes, right? Like,
cool.
Yeah.
You guys were glowing like when I left the room.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Speaking with Hemway on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, I have to do that or the FCC will yell at me. So that's interesting. You Anna, you've had some really awesome solo stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, I my wife, actually, who was also a DJ here, Pam, she suggested me that I play one of your songs, and it was like, wow. Because I'm just kind of caught in that loop. I have, like, my own circle. I was explaining this to you earlier. My own circle of friends, and they have their friends' bands, and it was just, like, a complete, like, new direction of local music. So I always turn to her for that, and she really likes your stuff too. And
oh, thanks, Pam. That's awesome.
Pam has been fast asleep for probably about 2.5 hours now.
You can tell her later. Yeah, said thank you. That's cool. She's got her finger on the local pulse.
Yeah, she was part of this show for about 3 years, but that's how I learned of your music, and I was excited to hear, like, you know, the new direction. So that's cool.
Yeah,
and it's cool to hear that, you know, especially for our listeners who are musicians, that, you know, even though you might have something in your head that's a direction of sound, like, you can introduce other musicians with different backgrounds, and sometimes that can really make something magical happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in bands where one person's been like a no wave. I like, you know, Swans and early Sonic Youth, and then the other person liked Soundgarden, and then like another person liked bop jazz, and, you know, and you put it all together and you get this really crazy, like, cool thing. And you kind of get that sense when you're listening to Hemway's tracks.
Yeah, people often comment on Sean's drumming as, like, a very unique element that
absolutely
brings something, you know, it's...
Are you self-taught, Sean?
Yes, I am.
That's
my...
I'm self-taught at everything, too, and you can tell. And not because, I mean, you're an excellent drummer, but you have that unique signature to your drumming style.
Yep. My dad just always had a drum set up in the basement, and... I think when I was like 14 years old, I started just playing with the radio.
Yeah.
And that I just developed my sound.
What radio would that be at the time? Like classic rock or alternative? Was it like the jazz station? Like,
I actually remember the very first song I ever played.
Which was?
Story of a Girl.
Okay.
I forget who that's by.
I forget who that's by, too, but I know the song that you're talking about.
Yeah.
First song I ever played was About a Girl by one Nirvana on guitar. So we have that kind of girl link for our first song.
You say that like that's rare. That's like 90% of music.
Well, yeah. I have a very dry sense of humor. I like to keep things soothing and still get a laugh. Sean John, that's cool. It's like what's his name's clothing line. See?
What's the clothing line?
Sean John was Sean Puffy Combs' clothing line. So that's how I remember your names. Mm-hmm. So John, what's your background in as far as guitar playing is concerned?
So I started when I was pretty young, and I started on blues and jazz. Mm-hmm. I was really into that, but I just tried to kind of incorporate more modern rock into my sound, so I'm always kind of battling the traditional blues and then trying to make it sound fresh and new.
It's hard for people who are, you know, at least some people, a lot of people I know who are like blues players that can break away from that, because they, you know, a lot of people who start young and like learn from a teacher, it's always like blues, like Stevie Ray Vaughan or like Kenny Wayne Shepherd or stuff like that.
Exactly. Clapton.
You know, I work with a lot of like young kids, like even they're millennial age, but a lot of them, they're like, yeah, I play guitar. And when they pick it up, it's a lot of like Eric Clapton and bluesy type of, and they're like sick at it. You know what I mean? Like, they're super talented, but it's just like straightforward blues stuff. So it is hard, it seems like, to break out of that.
Definitely.
John, did you have a teacher that pushed you in that direction, or did you push yourself?
I always pushed myself a little bit, but I really started to develop my skills when I got a teacher who, he would just berate me with tasks, and he was really strict and like made me pretty uncomfortable in a lot of lessons, but it made me, I think, really develop an ear and a sense of the kind of music I liked. And
so he was your Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So Chloe, tell me about your background.
I was actually just thinking about the other night I was making soda bread, which my grandma made, and I was making her recipe and listening to Bonnie Raitt, which my mom used
to listen to a ton
when I was a child. Yes. And I was just like picturing her in the kitchen, like leaning back with her eyes closed, singing at the top of her lungs along with the records. And so that was like my introduction to just like totally embodying singing and leaning into a record. It's a sweet
pair of shoes to fill.
Yeah, totally. I also love her sound. And she also, my mom also taught us to sing harmony with the radio. So she would sing like a third or a fifth above. So that's how I learned how to sing harmony and like church choirs and stuff like that. And I have only just started learning the bass in the last couple of years. My dad's a bass player and I've always admired Anna's bass playing. And it's been an honor to play the bass lines you have written, Anna. Thank you for letting me
take that on. They're yours now.
When I auditioned for Hemway, I was thinking it was going to be as a lead singer. And then after a couple of practices, Anna handed me the bass and she was like, you could do this one. And we had been jamming, you know, in the garage kind of, I was not ready. And she was like, no, you're ready.
That's a huge compliment to your ability.
Because
clearly Anna's like a savant at playing bass. Really.
She's also like encouraging and
it's not
person.
It's not like a technical thing. It's just the ability to craft the bass line. It's not the ability to like, you know, be like Jaco Pastorius when you're playing.
I'm not really interested in that. Like I like a slow cerebral selective process.
My compliment was based on bass playing and the bass line being the melody of the song.
Yeah.
And if you could imagine, I don't know if you guys are Fugazi fans. I don't know if you guys know that band or not. The melody of their songs are the bass hook and the bass line. And without Joe Lally, it'd just be like Ian MacKay and Guy Peixota just crying and whining. Without
it
any
makes a big difference. A melodic bass will turn a wine fest into music.
Yeah.
But I also love the way you pair bass lines with the super high voice when you sing. Mm. I just think that's such a gorgeous combination. It's very eerie, but very tasty.
When you guys were talking about, you know, your bio and stuff, you definitely should lean on your ability to harmonize.
You think?
Like that's a very, you know, that draws me to it. I mean, some of my favorite, I'm obsessed with Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, three-part harmony type of stuff. Like,
yes.
Like Ben Folds Five when I was a kid, you know, like, I don't know. It's just, it's very important to me. Like especially 3 and 4 part harmony. Like, I guess 4 parts kind of a little much. It's like barbershop quartet at some points, but yeah, like bands like Sloan, like it really works. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Well, we've been working on John. He might get on the mic soon.
Yeah. Huh? Maybe next time we're around, we'll have 3 mics set up.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's a challenge. You should always, I mean, as a musician too, you should always go outside of your comfort zone and challenge yourselves. And it seems like you guys, Hemway as a band, challenge each other, which is really cool.
Yes.
And that when you do that, it's like the a family. You know what I mean? It reminds me there's a story about this guy who's had like a ship in his backyard, and he made his family like, you know, run it like it was a real ship, and they all got together and. And they had to do all these tasks to keep it going and like wash the poop deck and stuff. And see, that's my sense of humor. I had to say poop somewhere.
But in such a soothing voice.
Right. Poop deck. Joel's of course shaking his head at me, but he knows this is radio gold going on right now.
He gave me
the sign of the beast. But you know, and then all of a sudden like the family talked about like how like their moral structures based on the fact that they all worked on this like ship in their backyard together. So that's how I kind of see being in the band.
Yeah.
And when you guys were talking and being democratic, it kind of made me think of that story too. It's pretty cool.
I mean, I think my experience of our band is like, there's kind of 2 things happening in parallel. Like one is creating a sense of safety and there's like all kinds of ways we do that.
Yeah.
I know for myself personally, like when John joined the band, okay, I'm not really interested in jamming for a number of reasons that I won't unpack.
Right.
But John's very interested in jamming. And the thing is, like, John is also really good at creating a sense of, like, safety, and it's, like, welcoming. Yeah. I don't know how you developed this because you had that, like, mean teacher, but it's, like, the opposite of that. It's like, no, we can all do this together. Like, it's, right. It's a very warm. So for me, anyway, like, we started jamming a little bit.
And it's been great.
It's been really great.
Some things can really, really come out of a jam, in my opinion. Especially yeah. when you're talking about texture. Like, I'm in a lot of, like, you know, drony kind of post-punk bands. You know, it's just my thing. But, you know, you come up, when you're jamming, you get to fool around with your pedals and come up with an atmosphere.
I'm into that.
You're making John's day. Yeah. But, I mean, my point was, I think, like, we all challenge each other, and mm-hmm. there's kind of, to me, it's like a lockstep. Like, you have to generate a sense of safety, and then you can push the challenge a bit more. And yeah. I think we all have different personalities, and we all have different kind of, like, the things that are really valuable to us. So we're always kind of, like, pulling each other, I think, in those different yeah. directions.
It is On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5. WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I try to think of it, like, off the top of my head without looking, but I just couldn't do it.
Oh, well. Listen, you got there.
And I'm talking to Hemway. See, I almost forgot to say that, too. So what are the challenges playing with each other? You know, I always ask these kind of questions because I know a lot of musicians and bands are listening, and they want to learn from anything and anyone. If they have a good head on their shoulders and are not an egomaniac, I guess. Uh-huh. So what are the challenges in your band? Like, do you guys ever have challenges where you're, like, frustrated or...
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
Am I putting you on the spot?
That's
Sean,
fine.
Like, leaning towards the mic.
When we're trying to rewrite our bio, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that was the most tense it got, I mean...
Was like
that's in
that
the ador-
the
that's in the adorable category.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, go ahead.
What do we struggle with?
I mean, I think it's kind of a good and bad, but a lot of the times when we have to make a decision, it can go on for a little longer than it should because we're so democratic and everybody gets their vote and we can't always decide on something. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, deciding which picture to post today will end up taking 3 days because there's a lot of different ideas on what the best picture is, for example.
So good. Yeah, we're a lot of process-oriented people with lots of thoughts and feelings and opinions.
One of my biggest challenges is trying to get Anna to let me Photoshop photos of ourselves.
Never gonna happen. Yeah, speaking of which, we have a single coming out soon.
That's right. Good.
I just
want to put this on the shelf, too. We want to talk about All Together Now, too.
Yes, please.
But talk about the single first.
So, well, this is kind of in relation to All Together Now. Is it okay if I go reverse order?
Please.
So, All Together Now, we're playing the show on November 9th. All Together Now is it's a multidisciplinary show. So, it's basically a variety show. It creates space for women, people of color, and queer performers.
Wonderful.
So we're going to be on the stage with, like, performance artists and hip-hop, and there's a textile artist who's going to do a thing. So in advance of that show, we and two of the other artists on that bill will all be releasing. We're going to each release a single, so there'll be three singles all released together, and that's going to be released by WBUR through their, the artery. So November 1st, those will all go live.
Where can we find out more information about All Together Now?
So All Together BOS is the website, altogetherbos.com. Okay. That's probably the best place, and then it's on Instagram, and there's
Facebook.
A Facebook event for
all in bold letters and then together in little letters and then now, is this the right one here, All Together Now with that little
it doesn't have a page on Facebook. If you like type All Together Now 11 in the search bar, you'll probably find the event.
I'll post that in a bit, but cool. I think Jane Park was in here a while back, and you guys are doing something at the Lily Pad at one point.
So there are three. There were three altogether now shows this year. We're playing the last one.
Okay.
The series moves around. So show was at the Lily Pad. We're going to be playing at Midway Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Midway's a great. That's a great sounding venue and a very friendly.
Yes.
You had mentioned tell us where we should play and stuff like that. That's definitely on the top of my list for sure.
What else do you like for venues?
You know, there was this really awesome space in Lowell, but it's not, you know, it's not there anymore.
Okay, living venues.
All right.
One or two more.
All right. Now I'm like on the spot.
Sorry, too hard?
Yeah, I got to really think about it. Sometimes my brain works that way and I just like blank.
You know what I mean? No, that's fine. Well, also, it's like you don't want to give love to one and leave the others out.
Yeah,
so.
And then there's some that don't exist anymore, and I'm afraid to, like, say those, you know? It's like, it's a very touchy subject.
Okay, all
but right. But one of my favorite venues is the Lily Pad, because you have complete control over your show. I mean, you have to make an investment in it, but I think the return on investment is huge.
Yeah.
Especially if you get the right build together.
Yeah.
So that's
They're
definitely
super open there too. Like they'll let you do any, you know, within the law.
Right.
They've let us try like all kinds of crazy stuff there with like technology and reorienting, like, oh, now the stage is over here instead of over there. Like they're pretty flexible, which is really nice.
And, you know, there's another venue up in Portsmouth that I really like, 3S Art Space.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw Blonde Redhead there, one of my favorite bands. And, you know, they're a big national band, but it was like with 100 people, and it was very intimate. And I know it's a nonprofit, and they do shows of all sizes. And if you want to kind of expand into that, you know, Seacoast area, which is craving that kind of stuff. They're craving new music up there, and they had a pretty solid scene up there in the 90s. That's another place I suggest playing.
Yeah, Chloe's from up that way.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Elliott, Maine.
Elliott, Maine. I fell in love with Maine this year, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to Moosehead, and then my wife and I went to Lubeck. We went all the way out there.
Oh, yeah.
And stayed in Campobello Island in New Brunswick, and we were just like seafaring, sea shanty singing.
Did you sing
lobster roll? Yeah, we
there?
Did. We kind of did. You know, we're those types of people that, you know, go into like a local store in like the little town, like St. Andrews, and you buy like the CD of like the local sea shanty singer and like a book about the Irish immigrants that arrived, but published on the island by some like Amazon publisher, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, Maine's great. You can get a lot of inspiration from up there. Where are you guys from, Sean John?
I'm from New Jersey.
So am I.
Oh.
Where are you from?
Montville.
Oh, very, very far north. That's like exit 172 on the parkway.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm from Freehold, New Jersey. It's a shore town.
Oh, okay.
In Monmouth County, but I love meeting people from New Jersey. I get very excited. So, cool.
Yep.
John, where are you from?
I'm from Mass. I'm from a small town down near the Cape.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Which one would that be?
It's called Lakeville, Mass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
I went Ocean Spray.
Ocean Spray, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And Anna, where are you from? From here?
No, I don't really know. I've lived all over the place.
Yeah.
My childhood was split between California and Minnesota.
Okay.
I feel like culturally from California, but I did spend a good chunk of my childhood in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And then I've just lived various places. I've been in Boston for 10 years, but I moved around. Like during my 20s, I moved like every 3 to 6 months. So yeah.
There's a lot to explore in this place.
Totally.
In the world, I guess. I need to do more of the world traveling myself. So, you know, we got to wrap this up. I mean, this is like one of my record longest interviews, too. So,
thank you for all your time.
So, I really enjoyed hanging with you.
Likewise.
Any last second or minute plugs or anything you want to say?
So, our single's out.
Okay.
On the Artery. November 1st.
Okay.
And then our next live show is All Together Now on November 9th.
Wonderful.
And then people can follow us on social media.
And remind us of the All Together Now lineup, and it's the Milky Way?
The Midway.
The Midway, right.
The Midway Cafe, mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, people get confused because they're like in the same town.
I know. It's a very similar name.
Yeah.
So Midway Cafe on Washington Street. Lineup is Michael Thorpe, who's a textile artist.
Mm-hmm.
Janae Halstead and Mark Lippman are performance artists.
Familiar
you
with
guys
Janae's
probably
music.
Play Janae.
Yep.
Yeah, she's going to be releasing a track on the first
cool.
as well, brand new. Red Shades, who's a hip-hop performer, and then we'll be playing.
needs to be more hip hop played on the show.
On this particular show?
Yeah. I try to play at least. Please send them to me. Okay. We're friends on Facebook, so just shoot me a note. And I always friend request everybody. If you think it's weird, just don't accept it. That's the way it works.
Oh, that super nice guy wants to know me.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
So it was a pleasure having you, and
you
we
so
look
much.
Forward to the new single. And I'm going to try my hardest. I live up in the sticks in Amesbury now, but I'm going to try my hardest to go to your show.
Oh, so, amazing.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, be
and
I'll there.
Bring Pam, too. She'd probably
Yay!
Love it, too.
Yay.
All right, guys. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Hemway. It's On the Town with Mikey D. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And now it's time to freak out. With some surf rock compliments of my friend Eric Penna and Drew Bontz. Yeah. All right, folks. Good night. I'm Jason Lane, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'll talk to you next month. But don't forget, this is a show that happens every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. Local Boston music going on for 30 plus years. Have a good evening. I'll talk to you soon.